My dear devotees, friends, I welcome you for this first part of our mini-series Remembering Krishna in Vrindavan. About this particular katha, there is a blessing that comes down like rain. The rain doesn't ask who is qualified, who is not, who has an umbrella and who has not. The rain just comes down and wettens everyone. So this blessing comes like the rain to us. It is said any person who hears with faith and devotion about how Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, had performed his pastimes, and who thus invests his hearing in the childhood pastimes of Krishna, certainly attains attachment for Govinda, the Supreme Original Person. My dear devotees, it is certainly important to fight the inner darkness, to make an effort in our spiritual life to purify our heart. Without this effort, we are getting nowhere. But it is equally as important to hear the wonderful narrations about Krishna. Prabhupada writes, simply by reading these narrations or hearing them, one gains salvation from this material world and gradually develops attachment to and devotion for Govinda, the Adi Purusha. Govinda Adi Purusha Tamaham Vajami. 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 Govinda Adi Purusha. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyama Namami. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyama, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, My dear devotees, from the time where Krishna made his appearance in this world, there was trouble. The world did not receive him very kindly. Yes, the constellation was ideal when he took his birth. Yes, the devotees were rejoicing. But the demonic forces, which were ruling under the leadership of the Lord of Darkness, Kamsa Maharaj, were giving him trouble. I would like to tell you today a pastime which happened when Krishna was only 3 days old. A pastime which in the beginning gave great anxiety in the heart of Parikshit Maharaj. And we will learn from this pastime how we can de-stress in the face of stress. It was like this. When Kamsa heard that Krishna had taken his birth at an undisclosed place, he sent the Rakshasi Putana out. Putana had one order. Every child which is under 10 years of age, kill that child. Man or boy or lady, we don't care, said Kamsa. Just only the children who are more than 10 years old can live. So Putana entered the towns, the cities and villages, a bloodthirsty monster. The people were screaming, the mothers were holding their babies. Word spread that Putana was on her rampage. But she got every child under 10. See, she had mystic powers. She could smell the babies. When Parikshit heard about this and knew the Krishna has just appeared, he's only 3 days in this world, he became anxious, and Shukadev saw how sweat drops ran down of Parikshit Maharaj's face, and he said, "Don't be in anxiety, Parikshit. Where Krishna is, there is no problem. Don't worry," he said. "Wherever there's the chanting and hearing about the Lord, no danger can be there. What to speak of the place where the Lord is personally present and has his pastimes. Krishna, Parikshit, is the cause of all causes. How can anything inauspicious happen when Krishna is there?" One day, Putana was traveling in outer space. She could fly. Some acharya says she did this in the form of an owl. So she was traveling in outer space. When she spotted Braj, and she could immediately understand, this is a special place. I better come in a disguised form that no one suspects me to be who I am. And because of knowing the magic, she transformed herself into the most beautiful woman. The people of Braj, who saw her coming down the mud road, said, look at her form. Look at her earrings. See the garland she has and how she smiles. Even the gopis were bewildered. They said, look, she holds a lotus in her right hand. She must be Lakshmi Devi, who has come to see her Lord, who has appeared as our Krishna. Little did they know that Putana was like a sharp sword covered in a jeweled, decorated, soft sheath. Putana smiled. She looked so beautiful. My dear devotees, I wouldn't recommend the man to look at her. Mm-mm-mm. She could bewilder everyone, perhaps even devotees of Golokadam. Because she was so beautiful, she walked right into the room where small baby Krishna was lying. She did not even need to ask for permission. She was outside so beautiful, but inside so ugly. When she came into the room where Krishna was sucking on his toe, doing his baby pastimes, she could understand, this boy is not ordinary. He appears to me, thought Putana, like fire which is hidden under ashes and could blaze up every moment. And then from deep inside came a voice. He is meant to kill all demons. You must know Krishna was only 3 days old, but that did not mean his powers were less or his wit and intelligence was less. Kavi Kanapur describes to us when Krishna took his birth from Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda was sleeping. It was a total effortless, painless birth. Krishna just slipped out of her. And the first thing Krishna saw was an oil lamp. It was burning very nicely. And Krishna, in a sweet voice, addressed the oil lamp. Oh, oil lamp. The oil lamp says, yes, my lord. You know, it's extraordinary, no? You and me are the same. Oh, I'm pleased to hear that, said the oil lamp. How? Well, you destroy the darkness in this room, and I destroy the darkness in this world. You and me are the same. So Krishna was extraordinary, and Putana could immediately sense this. You must know these demons were not like cage fighters or brutal and brutal they were, but primitive people. They had perception which were also extraordinary. And when Krishna saw that there was Putana in the room, dressed like anything, he opened his sweet little eyes and looked at Putana and immediately closed the eyes again. The acharyas have given, I believe, 7 to 10 reasons. I have just prepared 10 reasons for you why Krishna immediately closed her eyes. The first reason was a reason which I think we all can understand. Krishna did not want the monster Putana to enter through the windows of his eyes. I think we as human beings know we don't want to look into the eyes of bad people because something bad comes into our heart when we do so. But there is a second reason. He wanted to perform the leela of a small child, and he closed his eyes as if he was fearful. The third reason is he felt bad that the first demon he would kill was a woman, especially since Putana had chosen a dressing style that resembled very much the dress of Rohini Devi, the mother of Balaram. And Krishna had seen Rohini Devi a few times, and now here was the person intent to kill him, dressing like Rohini. He felt, better close my eyes here. The fourth reason is, although Krishna knew that it would be good for Putana if he delivered her, Krishna also knew that when he would deal harshly with Putana, Putana would be forced to give up her beautiful external form and show her real form. And that would be of a demon where everyone would be afraid. Prabhupada tells a story about how people show their real form. He said there was this one man who spoke 7 different languages, and he was always talking so friendly, but you knew there was something wrong with him. So for some reason, the people in his town wanted to find out, from where is this guy? So what they did is, one of them hit him on the back, and immediately he called back, "Ach du blöder Hund!" So that means, yeah, he was from Germany. The story is not that he was from Germany, but I have just decorated the story a little. I didn't want to be offensive against anyone. So when there is pressure, you can see who's a devotee and who's not. Because under pressure, a lemon which is squeezed will bring out sour lemon juice. And under pressure, a mango who's squeezed will give out sweet, fragrant mango juice. So Krishna knew soon he would put pressure on Putana and her real form, that of a pretenseful demon, would show, and all his people, the Brijbasis, would be disturbed in mind. Good. Putana saw Krishna, and immediately her instinct for blood kicked in. She wanted to, her first reaction was to dig her teeth into him, but then she thought, this is a different child. I better don't do this. Let me just deal differently with him. And she had smeared her breast before with deadly poison just to have a second way of assassinating Krishna. And she chose to push the nipples of her breast into Krishna's mouth. She knew the deadly poison which I have smeared on my breasts will immediately act on him. And afterwards, I will go to all the babies in Vrindavan and I will also kill them in this way. The acharyas describe when Krishna noticed that Putana wanted to attack his dear friends, you know, little baby friends, he became suddenly very angry. He thought, she wants to kill all my friends who have just taken birth in Braj. This is too much. So he took hold of her breast and began to suck. Sucking out all the poison and afterwards the prana, the very life force of Putana. We hear from the acharyas that Krishna actually did not touch with his lips the poison. He did not really suck in the poison. Krishna used one of his shaktis, which is called the Samharana Shakti, his destructive energy, and so on. So it was not Krishna, it was his energy who killed Putana. It's just like when a man comes and cuts a mango tree, technically speaking, it's not his hand or his legs which cut through the wood, it's his axe. So in the same way, Krishna's Samharana Shakti worked. Do you know another incident in Krishna's Leela where Krishna's energy drank up something dangerous? Fire, the fire forest. Krishna opened his mouth. He told all his friends, close your eyes. And the friends, one moment they were surrounded by the fire. They thought, oh, Krishna will do some magic. And no one looks very, 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 very accurately when some magic is done. So we discreetly close our eyes. In that moment, Krishna's energy sucked the fire and it turned into sweet nectar in his throat. Krishna, extraordinary. When Putana felt what Krishna was doing, that is, that her prana was being removed, she was shocked and panicked. She screamed, Munsha, Munsha, leave me, leave me. Suck my breast no longer. But the pressure of Krishna was on all her vital points and increased only. She threw her hands and legs in the space and again and again screamed, Munsha, 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 leave me. My dear devotees, let us never ever scream, leave me, my Lord. Even if the Lord should choose to act in a corrective way with us, to teach us a lesson, let us never ask him to leave us. Because if he leaves us, that is our death. What will the spark do when he falls out of the fire? What will the jiva do when it is no longer connected with Krishna and Krishna leaves? But the demon didn't understand this. The whole earth shook when she was crying, Munsha, Munsha. The four directions shook. People started to fall on the ground, fearing that thunderbolts would strike them down. In fact, all the planets, by the screaming of Putana, became in disarray. Krishna did it fast. Before Putana lost her entire life, she got up one more time with the remaining strength in her body and ran with Krishna and ran and ran and ran. And as she was running, she increased her size into that of an ugly demon, 12 miles high. Her hair was scattered. She ran out of the village into the pasture grounds and she howled, "Leave me, leave me," in her gigantic form. And as she finally crashed on the ground, she smashed all the trees within a circumference of 12 miles. She was so big. Again, the acharyas answer a question. "Were all the good trees of Braj, they are wish-fulfilling trees?" "My dear devotees, don't worry. These were exclusively trees that grew in a fruit orchard of Kamsa. Kamsa had a few fruit orchards, and all of Kamsa's trees were destroyed, but not a single original Vrindavan tree, a wish-fulfilling tree. They were spared. Krishna somehow knew how to direct her in the right orchard, in the right place. But the villagers were frightened. When she fell down, her mouth opened, which was full of the most heavy teeth. Her breasts looked like rocks. The sockets of her eyes looked like caves. Her hair was the color of red copper, and her thighs looked like the bank of rivers. Everyone had fainted, except for Nanda Maharaj, who had gone to Mathura to pay taxes. While Nanda Maharaj was in Mathura, he had a discussion with his friend Vasudev, and Vasudev said, "You have paid your taxes, Nanda Maharaj, and we have spoken some about little Krishna, who's with you now. I request you immediately rush back to Vrindavan. I feel that some evil has happened to your little son." So when Nanda Maharaj came, he saw this huge demon, and on top of the demon, he saw little Krishna. Krishna was exhibiting dance movements. He was not at all disturbed because he is Krishna. And Nanda Maharaj thought, how can Vasudev know that something happened here? And then he remembered, oh, Vasudev is called Anakadundupi. That means at the time of his birth, the devatas were drumming in the heavens. Dum, 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 dum. And Anakadundubi means the sound of drums. he knows. He is the drummer, or the drumming person. The ladies, when they woke up from their fainting spell, they immediately rushed to where Putana was, and there was Krishna, 3 years old. Somehow, you know, it must look very sweet if a 3 year old, how do you call it, baby, starts to exhibit various dancing mudras. Must, and with his Krishna's big eyes, with black kajal around, really big eyes, lotus eyes. And they were just laughing and brought Krishna to Yashoda, who was still lying on the ground. And when they put Krishna on Yashoda, Yashoda, by the touch of Krishna, opened for a moment her eyes. But then she saw Krishna and remembered what had happened, remembered Putana, who had tried to kill Krishna, and immediately fainted again. The ladies really needed to sprinkle water on her. And then Yashoda woke up and said, get the cow urine, get the cow tail, get the brahmanas. We must immediately protect Krishna. So they poured cow urine over Krishna. They took the end of a cow tail and they wiped it over his limbs, and they said various mantras: Om Keshavaya Namaha, Om Naranaya Namaha, Om Madhavaya Namaha. Please say Om Govindaya Namaha. Yes. Om Trivikrama Namaha. They said all the mantras which we also use in order to place them on our body when we put tilak there, because this protects a devotee from bad influences, material influences. My dear devotees, I sometimes don't see tilak any longer on the faces of Vaishnavas. Please hear why it is good to put tilak on. As you apply the sacred Gopi Chandran, it's dust from the feet of Krishna's dearest devotees, the gopis, and then say a mantra like Om Keshavaya Namaha,
Om Keshavaya Namaha,
your head will be protected. And as you place the other marks, everything will be protected. There was one Dr. Syam Sakhi Baba in Vrindavan, who would cure jaundice only by mantras and peacock feather. He would give you the bark of mango and some lime in the hand, and then he would take a peacock feather and encircle his jaundice patient like this. Then he would sprinkle cold water on you. Then he would say some mantra, and immediately the yellow of the jaundice came out. So when you do the same, put the tilak in your hand, the Gopi Chandan, you say the mantras as you apply them, Om Keshavaya Namaha,
Om Keshavaya Namaha,
Om Narayanaya Namaha,
Om
Madhavaya Namaha,
Om Madhavaya Namaha,
Om Govindaya Namaha,
Om Govindaya Namaha,
etc. You will be protected from the influence of the material energy. And I don't know if something yellow will come out. I don't think so. But I've never seen this, but something leaves you. Please, my dear devotees, consider learning to put tilak. Even if you go to your business, you can put water tilak on the forehead, as this was done by Mother Yashoda to baby Krishna. So we are... the wonderful residents of Vrindavan had just seen a miracle. Their darling Krishna was protected. They didn't know that this was Krishna's inherent Shakti. They thought he was protected by Lord Narayan, because every morning Nanda Maharaj went into the temple and worshipped Lord Narayan. Little did they know that Krishna is the origin of Lord Narayan. They discussed amongst themselves, look, this woman, she came into the house, then all of a sudden she ran out and Krishna was on her. And they continued to chant mantras. Om Keshavaya Namaha.
Om Keshavaya Namaha.
Om Narayanaya Namaha.
Om Narayanaya Namaha.
Om Madhavaya Namaha.
Om Madhavaya Namaha.
Om Govindaya Namaha.
Om Govindaya Namaha.
And took shelter and the Supreme Lord. My dear devotees, when in India a snake is killed, the snake is chopped up and burned. There is a reason. When you kill a cobra, its partner comes looking for you. The partner first goes to the cobra, and this cobra which is killed has the image of the person who killed it in her open eyes, and the other cobra can download the snapshot from that a cobra and goes finding that person who killed its partner. The other belief is that, well, the prana could again enter into the dick, into the bad snake, and then revive it, and then it could really become even more harmful. So the Brijbasis chopped up Putana's body, but when they burned it, the smoke which came was as fragrant as the smoke of Aguru. And simple as they are, in love with Krishna, they started to discuss. Oh, they said, Indra must be burning incense on the heavenly planets, and somehow the incense wafts down on its way to Sutala, and it passes by Vrindavan, and therefore it is like this. Indra must be so happy about Krishna's activities. My dear devotees, let us sing a little bit. Thinking of Krishna's wonderful activity, and then we will see what we can learn from this pastime for our life here in the world. Krishna, Krishna, De. Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Perhaps you want to remember Krishna as he was lying in his little room, sucking on his toe, his lotus eyes wide open. Perhaps you want to remember Nanda Maharaj coming back from Mathura and seeing his little boy playing and dancing with dancing mudras. It's good when you sing for Krishna that you remember Krishna. Hare, everyone. Krishna, Hare, Krishna, 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 Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
One more time, please, everybody sing. One more time, please sing.
Oh, Premanandi, Hari Hari.
My dear devotees, this is the first Leela which Krishna displays in Vrindavan. This is how he makes, so to say, his entrance on the stage of Vrindavan. And what is very, very, very obvious is that he is very merciful. Because when this smoke came from the chopped up evil poisoned body of that children Killa, something wonderful happened. Together with the smoke, the soul of Putana left the body and rose up and went to the eternal Vrindavan, where she became one of the vet nurses of Krishna to continue to give her service of giving milk, so to say, or giving nourishing Krishna's with her breast, to continue doing that, but without poison. not outside, nor inside in the mind. And this shows Krishna's merciful nature, who takes even the tiniest little bit of resemblance of service and does something wonderful with it. In other words, even if a person comes to Krishna, Krishna figures, and he is not yet good, Krishna figures out a way how to deal with him. Remember, when Putana came, what did Krishna do? Closed his eyes. Another reason why he closed his eyes, an additional reason to the one which we heard, was that Krishna thought, how am I going to deal with this person? She comes to me in the dress of a mother and even reminds me of Rohini. Yet she tries to kill me. She's so mixed up. How will I reciprocate with the moods of someone who is so mixed? Externally beautiful and internally ugly. But imagine our Krishna. He found the little good which was there. And this is a subject of discussion by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. It is said Krishna doesn't have a place in his heart for the mistakes of others. We sometimes, because of being disappointed again and again and again, becoming alert when we see even the resemblance of a mistake. Krishna doesn't have that vision. If a person offers service with an attempt to kill the Lord and attains the goal of life, how much more will a person attain who comes with a neutral attitude? Oh, did I come to the temple? Yeah, I do something. But then how much more will a person attain who offers something with faith, my dear devotees? And even more, how much more will a person attain who offers something with pure love? These are questions which Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur asks at the end of the Putana Leela. I would like to read this to you because it's so nice. If Putana, a demoniac Rakshasi, could attain the highest destination, then what can be attained by a faithful human being? If one is a devotee, think how much more will he attain. And will not a pure devotee of the Lord attain the highest reward? And he goes on and on and on. And finally, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur does something. Yashoda, who serves Krishna with everything she has. I have placed Yashoda in the highest position, and from a great distance I pay my respect to her. I will not ride anymore, because Yashoda's love is beyond all imaginations. This katha was also told at the Govardhan retreat. We were sitting under the trees near Giriraj, and as we were sitting and remembering this, a discussion broke out amongst us older devotees. Let us look a moment at this thing. Outwardly, Putana looked like Mother Rohini, but inwardly, she was not like this. Don't we all sometimes feel, okay, I'm dressing in a dhoti and a zari. Some of you have given up to dress in dhoti and zaris because they say, in my heart, I don't have a dhoti and a zari. I have Netflix and so on. Let me be inside out should be matching. I will not comment this, but I want to say, don't we sometimes feel that outside we are doing many things that look like the activities of a devotee, but inside we might have doubt, we might be critical, we might be bitter already, and so on. You must know it is important to look at this a little bit. The outside looking is not enough. We have to also think about purifying our hearts. That's important. Bhakti has two forms. Cheshta Rupa, that's what you do in the outside. And then what you do with your body and your activities and so on. And then Bhava Rupa Bhakti, that is your inner feelings of devotion. Prabhupada spoke about this. He had just seen one of these amateurish ISKCON dramas about Prahlad Maharaj. It was Nrisimha Chaturdasi, and there was a drama, you know, these dramas which we put on. Devotees always come to me and say, Maharaj, we only practiced 1 hour and we put on this drama. And in my heart, in my face, I go, and inside I say, yeah, it looks like that also. But we want to encourage every effort. So there was one of there was no good stage, there was no good costumes and so on. But Prabhupada looked at the whole thing and in the end made this comment. Look, this Prahlad Charita means the glories of Prahlad is very instructive. We have no nice stage, but the feelings have become out very successful. Nrisimhadeva was going, ah! And Prabhupada said, feelings have become very successful. We want to understand the feelings. Externally, we may not be very much equipped. Krishna, however, takes our feelings. Bhava Grahi Janadana. This is what we are to do. Krishna took the best from the offering. And this is what Krishna did. Krishna saw the best in the offering of Putana and accepted her like this and gave her the position of a, of a vet nurse. You know, this is, when vet nurse, we don't have this maybe in our culture, but there's the mother and she mainly takes care of the child, but sometimes the child is very hungry and there are other ladies who have the same, who have good milk which is appropriate, which fits, and then they assist the mother to nourish the baby. That's a vet nurse. So my dear devotees, I feel With this pastime, Krishna says to all of us, there is hope for all of you. I mean, no one of us is like Putana or a male Putana, Putan macho. You know, it's not. Everyone has a devotional inclination of some sort, and Krishna accepts that, as he showed when he was so kind to accept the offering of Putana. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Would you like to know how the atmosphere of Vrindavan was when she entered? There is a verse, Vasitate biyudyabhir naditangs ushmi virvishai. It says, I will read it to you in the words of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Because the cows were in heat. Heat is when they are ready to receive calves. No? The bulls were mad, mooing loudly and fighting with each other to mate with the cows. Braj echoed with the sounds of cows running after their new calves. Along with the sound of milking cows, there were shouts in all directions, such as, let the cow loose! Cowherd man. Don't let the cow loose. Bring the cows here. Do this quickly, please. Do this slowly. Bring this, take this. Give this, receive this. Braj is, the cows are there in the center. Braj also appeared splendid because everywhere you could hear the sound of flutes and the singing of the gopis. There were performances of sacrifice and worship in the homes of the cowherds. And in this atmosphere, Putana comes from the sky and sees and comes and with her bad intention, but Krishna receives her. I feel going to Vrindavan, I feel also there is a Vrindavan which my senses can't see, the Vrindavan which Krishna Katha opens. Krishna Katha is that magical key which opens the invisible or uppercut Vrindavan. And when we come, yes, we sometimes come as a disturbing factor, but as we stay there, Krishna will deal with every one of us so that we can also be devotees. We will conclude by singing a little Krishna.
Shava Madhava Dinadaya. Hey. Keshava Madhava Dinadaya.
Shabbat Shalom. Together.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
One last time.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, my dear devotees. I will leave you for today with one thought. I think we all are very... It was a full day. I talked to one of the devotees of the community where I live and asked, so how did you find it? The devotee said, it's a really an overdoses of nectar, or great doses, not overdoses, a great doses of nectar. And we want to, this is only the first full day, but I would like to leave you with this one thought. Hearing about Krishna's personal pastimes and hearing Keshava Maharaj's presentation, who will bring us through various stations where we have to learn important lessons, to Vrindavan, hearing our Hari Parshat and everything else, is new, but it is really, really important that we do not only talk about all the things we need to improve, all the mistakes which we make and what to do beyond it. It's sometimes to bring to bring away darkness, to bring light is the best way. You can bring buckets after buckets and try to throw out the darkness of in a room, but if you switch on the light or bring a candle, it's more effective. So dealing positively with Krishna is the Vrindavan way to deal with stress. See, this world is a world where difficulties are to be expected. It's padam padam yad vipadam natesha. And when Krishna appeared in this world, he purposefully kept it that way. There were fatal ambushes on his life by bloodthirsty demons, the whirlwind demons, Putana and so on. Finally, his people thought this it must be the place. We are living in Gokula. Let's go where the Yamuna flows to Vrindavan. Maybe it will be better. But no, Vatsasura came to Vrindavan. Bakasura, Akasura. Krishna had to deal with devatas whom he needed to correct, like Brahma, Indra, Varuna, Agni, and so on. It was difficult. Once it is described that the Brijbasis were lying down in a fainting spell for 48 minutes. Do you know why? As I hear it whispering, the twin Arjuna trees, Krishna had tucked them and they had fallen, and the Vrijbasis thought maybe they have fallen on Krishna. 48 minutes. They were just without anesthesia lying on the ground. You will be interested to hear on Krishna's timetable what he would do during a day. There was a big slot for dealing with demons every day. You know, it was like you have breakfast. Krishna had a demon, you know, and so on. And what was the relief? How do we still call the Vrindavan atmosphere the peaceful atmosphere? Listen to the secret. Each evening, the gopas, the boys who were with Krishna, came home and told the eagerly waiting Brijbasis what Krishna did this day. Iti Nandana Yogopa Krishna Rama Katamuda Kurvanto Ramananascha Navindam Bhava Vedanam. And the cowherd boys, headed by Nanda Maharaj, enjoyed each evening these topics about Krishna Balaram with such great transcendental pleasure that they did not even perceive material tribulations. A Prabhupada quotes on this. Here's an instruction about the result of studying or discussing the Krishna Leelas that appear in Srimad Bhagavatam. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda in Vrindavan appeared like ordinary persons of this material world, but they never felt the tribulations like troubles of this world, although they sometimes met many dangerous situations created by the demons. This is a practical example. If we follow in the footsteps of Nanda Maharaj and the Gopas, we can all be happy simply by discussing the activities of Krishna. You know, the sufferings are unavoidable. They will come, but they are not unavoidable. You can avoid to suffer even in the midst of the chaos if you hear about Krishna. This is what Krishna says in the Gita. Matchita matgata prana. The consciousness needs to be fixed and the life needs to be fixed on him. Or he says, matchita sarvadogani. If you remain conscious of me, by my grace, you will overcome all the difficulties of material life. So this is why we have this Eastern retreat and have invited these fantastic speakers to give us Krishna Katha, so that we also can become fearless in our struggle in this material world by adopting the de-stress way of Vrindavan. De-stressing the Vrindavan way, I have written down here in my notes. I hope you... Sometimes you need to do this like a therapeutic hearing. You need to just let the nectar come. And even if your mind says, can't we read a little bit of Goethe now, or Faust, or something, you know. Hear about Krishna, and you will see how you will become very happy in this life. Good. I thank you very much for listening. Tomorrow, I want to try to talk about, you know, Krishna has four things which help him in when he herds the cows. One is, yes, lagudi, that's the cowherd herding stick. Flute, the rope where he binds, the horn, and the blanket. And the blanket is not so much known. In Vrindavan there is a market which was open to sell blankets. Blankets in old Vrindavan language is called loi. So Krishna has a loi. You all know loi bazaar, but the original loi bazaar was only for blankets, because the blanket is very important in Krishna Leela, and how we will see tomorrow. Hare Krishna. Good. Shri Krishna ki jai. Hare Krishna. Jai Jai Sri Rare. Jai Jai Sri Rare.
Hare Krishna. Last dasha, no? Yes. Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Sri Radha Jaya Radha Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe Shri Radha Madan Mohan Ki Jai Krishna.